this is Caitlin Nagel, and I am doing a podcast on Carl Sandburg. Carl was born in a three-room cottage at 313 East 3rd Street in Galesburg, North Carolina, on January 6, 1878. Behind the home was a small wooded park. Beneath the Remembrance Rock lie the ashes of Carl Sandburg, who died in 1967. Carl was the son of Swedish immigrants. Carl's father worked as a blacksmith's helper for the nearby railroad. Sandburg was born second of seven children. Carl worked from the time he was a young boy. He quit school after eighth grade and spent a decade working a variety of jobs ranging from delivering milk to shining shoes. In 1898, when the Spanish-American War broke out, Sandburg volunteered for service. Returning later that year, Carl entered Lombard College, supporting himself as a call fireman. Sandburg sold stereoscope views and wrote poetry for 2 years before his first book of verse, In Reckless Ecstasy, was printed. In 1907, Sandburg met a woman named Lillian Steichen, whom he married a year later. The responsibilities of a marriage and a family prompted a career change. Sandburg returned to Illinois and took up journalism, working for the Chicago Daily News, covering mostly labor issues and later writing his own issue. Sandburg was virtually unknown to the literary world until, in 1914, a group of his poems appeared in the nationally circulated poetry magazine. 2 years later, his book, Chicago Poems, was published. The 38-year-old author found himself at the brink of a career that would bring him international acclaim. Sandburg continued writing books and poetry about topics ranging from Abraham Lincoln to Chicago race riots. Here are a few extra tidbits of information about Carl Sandburg. Before the age of 20, Sandburg traveled as a hobo, working as a shoe shiner in Galesburg's Union Hotel. He learned a number of folk songs, which later he performed at speaking engagements. Carl saw firsthand the sharp contrast between rich and poor. In 1926, Sandburg moved to a new home on the Michigan Dunes and devoted the next several years to writing six volumes of biographies about Abraham Lincoln, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1940. Sandburg died in his North Carolina home on July 22, 1967. His ashes were returned to Galesburg, his birthplace, in the small park behind the house. His ashes were placed underneath Remembrance Rock, a red granite boulder. 10 years later, the ashes of his wife were placed there. Now, here is a poem called Killers, written by Carl Sandburg. I am singing to you, soft as a man with a dead child speaks, hard as a man in handcuffs, held where he cannot move. Under the sun are 16 million men, chosen for shining teeth, sharp eyes, hard legs, and a running of young warm blood in their wrists. A red juice runs on the green grass, and a red juice soaks in the dark soil. And the 16 million are killing and killing and killing. Never forget them day or night. They beat on my head for memory of them. They pound on my heart and I cry back to them. To their homes and women, dreams and games. I wake in the night and smell the trenches and hear the low stir of sleepers in lines. 16 million sleepers and pickets in the dark. Some of them long sleepers for always. Some of them trembling to sleep tomorrow for always. Fixed in the drag of the world's heartbreak. Eating and drinking, toiling on a long job of killing. 16 million men. Thank you. This has been a podcast by Caitlin Nagel. Goodbye.